On Monday morning, Chester...
Cool.
...left his house, closed the gate behind him... ...and walked to school scatting. Zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang. No matter when he left, the railway gates would always close just as he got there.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
And he'd wait for the train to go by. Toot! He walked up the hill. Pat at Mrs. Bando's cat. Brrr. Walked down the other side. And then ran to school, arriving just in time for the assembly. At the assembly, the principal, Mr. Stern...
Humph, 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 humph.
...gave a little speech. And the vice principal, Mrs. Prim, who was always sniggering... ...made the announcements. Then everyone went off to class. Just as music class was with Mrs. Crotchet, who was always shushing everyone. Students and teachers were rehearsing for a jazz concert to be given on Thursday straight after assembly. When school was over, Chester...
Cool.
...walked home, still scatting. Zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang. He went up the hill, pat at Mrs. Bando's cat, brrr, then walked down the other side. The railway gates closed just as he got there.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
And he waited for the train to go by. Toot! When he got home, Chester...
Cool.
...closed the gate behind him... ...and went inside his house. The next morning, Chester...
Cool.
...left his house, closed the gate behind him... ...met his best mate, Barry...
Bonda.
...on the corner, and together they walked to school with Chester scatting... ...zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang-a-zing-a-zang... ...and Barry humming his bass line...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.